You know, when a song is close to 50 years old and still holds up as well as this song does, you know, it was not only a great song, it was a great record and well-produced. And the man behind that song, whose album cover I'm looking at, and I remember back in the 70s looking at Gino Vannelli's hair and saying, how do I get my hair to look like that?
That's a hirsute dude.
I'm not sure if they're still asking him that, but he's coming to town at Andiamo's this weekend. You can ask him yourself. And the Andiamo's Warren, September 23rd, Saturday night. Gino Vannelli on the Mitch Albom Program. Yeah. Hello, Gino Vannelli.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice to have you with us. Welcome.
Yeah, nice to do this.
I'm sure I wasn't the only guy who asked, like, how'd you get your hair so beautifully done in the 70s?
Well, I'm asking myself that too.
Canadian water.
Yeah. You're from the Montreal area originally, right? You're the son of a musician, so
I got to go back to that when I asked my father, did anybody else have hair like this, you know, in the family tree? He says, you know, I don't know. He says, you popped out of your mother, and there it was. He said,
that's great.
You came out hair first. Yeah. Huh? Wow. Well, that was the decade to have hair like that.
Yes, it was.
You know, and I'm sure everybody's expecting you to still wear the same style, but we've all aged, and so the fans won't have it. And I'm sure your style has changed a little bit there too. But we're all very excited that you're coming to town. We love your music, and I understand that you're these days that you're actually living out in Oregon, but you continue to both perform and teach. Is that right?
Yeah, it just sounds like you just said that. Well, she's got a good personality.
Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. But
way to go, Mitch.
Which part of that was that? Came across that way? No. I think it's cool. You're in Oregon, right? Is that where you're making your home these days?
30 miles outside of Portland and up in the mountains, close to the Cascade Mountains. I built a studio there, and so I do all my work. But you know, we travel still a lot. You know, so we'll be going to concerts in Turkey and Serbia, Western Europe, and
well, I know in reading up on your career, you've performed in so many places around the world, and you've had you came to the attention of the Pope at one point, and your songs were played at the Vatican and all that. What outside of America and Canada, obviously where you're from, what country around the world do you have the best reception?
You kind of just went over that main story about the Pope very quickly, but let me just tell you how that happened. It was Sunday morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning. Trish and I are having breakfast, and the phone rings. Our business phone rings downstairs, and we look at each other, saying, "Hell, who could that be on Sunday at 7 o'clock in the morning?" And it kept on ringing, and then it kept on ringing again and again and again. And so finally, I went down, you know, ready to give, you know, peace of my mind to whoever was, you know, disturbing us on Sunday morning.
Oh boy!
And so I pick up the phone.
Better
and,
not be the Pope.
No, well, it was this guy who just said, "Signor Vannelli." I said, "Yeah." He says, "This is Bishop the ba 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 ba." Il Papa would like you to sing. Da da da. I said, "Vinny, the hell is that you?"
Oh, God. Oh no.
So I slammed the phone.
Smoke on Vinny.
Who was Vinny? Like some friend of yours or
no, a representative.
Yeah, a drummer friend. He was always trying to play practical jokes on me. And so called back, and of course I did swear at Vinny, but I won't say it, you know, on the air here.
Yeah.
I said I opened the phone. Vinny goes, "Please, please, please." He says, "No, say bad words." He says,
"Oh, no."
So he says, "No, it's really." It turns out it was really this Italian bishop who said the Pope liked this one song that I recorded on this one album in Denmark called "Parole per mio padre," which means "A word to my father," and would like for me to sing it at his jubilee. Wow. And I said, "Really, is this true?" And she says, "We invite the whole family." So not only did I go, and Tricia went, and Anton went, the Pope gave us an audience, too.
Wow. Did he forgive you for your sins?
He made you go to
cursing at a bishop?
It was forgiveness and all of the lasagna you could eat.
were you bummed out he didn't pick I Just Want to Stop?
I know that was big, performing for the Pope. I know that was big, performing for the Pope.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, Gino, you my guy, because I remember this song here and you being on Soul Train. Which has to be the next to the Pope. It's got to be right. The biggest thing ever.
Right. And I'm wondering who called you on Sunday morning to be
morning.
On Soul
Saturday
Train.
Morning.
Don Cornelius. Yeah.
How was that?
Well, that was another serendipitous moment, you know. It was 1974. I was at an old hotel called the Hallmark, and everybody liked staying there, you know. Marvin Gaye and everybody loved that place. And so it's on Sunset Boulevard, and I was kind of tired from recording. Went to the pool by poolside, and I kind of fell asleep, and then I was coming out of it, and I started hearing, "It's a crazy life, a hazy life." I said, "Hey, that's a good song." I said, wait a minute. That's my song. I said, "Who's singing it?" So I got up and I was like, you know, tracing, and it was bouncing all the pool was within the hotel. You know, all the walls were surrounding it, a motel, I should say. And finally, I see these two cats, and I'm walking towards them, and lo and behold, it's Stevie Wonder and his brother. And Stevie said, "Hey, there's the guy with the hair."
Stevie said that?
Even he
did.
Yes.
That's a pretty good if Stevie said it.
That's a lot of hair. The secret is out.
That's way more hair than we thought. Your hair precedes you.
You know you've got a lot of hair.
I think it's maybe his brother said that, but okay.
Calvin,
And exchange hugs, and he said, "I like your album." I said, "Well, of course, you know, what can I say about what you're doing, you know?" He said, and this is how it happened. He said, "Look, Shaka got sick and can't make 7 or 8 concerts." He says, "Would you like to open up for me?"
Wow.
And I looked at him, I said, you know, am I going to get killed? and he said, no, he's going to love my audience. It's great, and da-da-da-da-da. And so there it was. I mean, it happened right there. And then I went back to my hotel room. This was in Cincinnati. And lo and behold, an hour or two later, I get a call. And the call goes, "Is this Gino Vannelli?" It is.
It was the Pope.
Well, close. At that time, he was the Black Pope.
That's right. He was the Eastside Pope.
Not as long as I've got.
It was Don Cornelius.
How you doing,
Don Cornelius? Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, "Would you like to perform on Soul Train?"
Wow.
I said, "Don," I said, I have a confession.
I don't know if you know this.
Time, people thought he was like top ten on the R&B charts, you know. So I said, I have to tell you something." He says, "What?" He says, "I'm white." And there was a pause for a minute. You know?
Pause for the cause.
And then he says, "Well," he says, "here at Soul Train, we consider you off-white."
That's great.
Oh, my God.
So, and he actually let me, if you Google that, you'll see that we actually did a live performance of People Got to Move. It wasn't the record. So he was really great.
Wow.
That really kind of got things going.
And you didn't do the Off-White album, huh?
The Off-White. Well, the Off-White and very funny, Gino Vannelli.
Really
who had any idea? You know, in between songs, he does impressions, apparently. Yes. Now I'm going to do the Pope.
He and Shaka have the same hair. That's how he got that dude.
All you can hear these kinds of hits and a lot of other ones that you know. Again, this Saturday at Andiamo in Warren, the great Gino Vannelli is coming. Check it out at AndiamoShowroom.com. What a pleasure to have you on, Gino.
Yeah, really great.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.